Men, I have a question for you. Why do you always feel the need to insert yourself into women's lives, especially when they in no way, shape, or form are asking for your help or opinion? I was just at the gas station filling up my windshield wiper fluid because it was empty and my windshield was dirty. Whatever. I buy the windshield wiper fluid, I start to fill my shit up, right? This fucking dude in this big red yeet truck pulls up and gets out and he's like, ma'am, I'm gonna have to stop you. I need you to let me do that for you right now. It's like, no, thank you. I have it. It's just windshield wiper fluid. He goes, ma'am, I can't stand here and watch you do a man's job. I'm like, no, thank you. I'm almost done. It's almost topped off now. He's like, well, take down my number in case you need any more help with your engine. I said, I'm pretty sure windshield wiper fluid doesn't belong in your engine. And he's like, ah, you got it.
What the hell are you?
So I'm walking in my local area, just dropping off some parcels and making some returns. So I'll take a shortcut through a block of flats that's currently under construction. So as I'm walking down the hill, exiting the flats, I trip and I fall down.
15 per kilometer.
I scratched up my arm. My leg, this is the first time I'm wearing these leggings.
Pausing workout.
You see, blood. I'm fuming. I quickly get up, gather my thoughts.
Resuming workout.
I didn't even have enough time to think about the amount of pain that I'm in. So as I approach this guy to take my parcels, him and the other guy stop and they're like, oh my God, are you okay? So they saw me fall when they were watching me. They watched me fall, get up, gather myself together. They're watching me. So as I approached him to get my parcels, he was like, oh, what happened? So I said, I don't even know. I just slipped on something. It was a bit slippery. Then the guy that he was talking to said, oh, we saw you fall.
Pausing workout.
But we didn't want to come and help you because before anybody says, oh, we're the ones that pushed you. That you know how it is as Nigerians. We can't just come and start helping people willingly before they say that we're the ones that, can you imagine? So because they didn't want to be implicated in my injury, they didn't help me. Guys,
resuming workout.
I don't even know what to say.
If you refuse men's help for long enough, eventually they will stop trying to help you when needed. Back in the days, men used these situations where women are having a hard time doing something to approach them. If you think about it, it's a very good way to do it, because women receive help and at the same time the guy have a chance to give his shot. But I can't advise anyone to do that anymore. Most modern women are just way too brainwashed to accept men's help. Funny thing is that they really get mad when they get what they asked for, and are not helped at all. Unfortunately, I just can't help to think that this is the only way they will truly understand how to value men, when finally they lose them completely.
I honestly think that the nice guys are worse than the blatant guys. I say this because the nice guy elicits feelings from you that feel genuine and real, and you feel like, oh, he's communicating, he's being direct, he's being kind, he's opening the door for me, he's like walking me to the door, that whatever. You think he's all these good things. And then just when you're starting to feel something and feel like it could be really real, and like maybe you actually did find somebody that's like not like all of the whole guys out there, he hits you in the face with this, oh, actually, I am a giant asshole. I'm just better at hiding it than the rest of the guys you talk to. Things, and I feel like a fool, and I am so sick of it. Like, doing that and going there and letting myself be vulnerable just to be, like, ghosted. But they also do this thing called, like, what I like to call the friendly ghost, the Casper, where they like kind of ghost, but if you text, they'll respond because they don't want to think of themselves as an asshole because they're the nice guy.
Oh, sure, yes, absolutely.
If a guy doesn't want to be with you, doesn't mean that he's an a-hole. It just means that he's a person just like you, and he has the right to decide if he likes you back or not. Being a nice guy doesn't mean that he has the obligation to like you doesn't matter what. It just means that he will treat you better. He did not ghost you if he's still answering your messages. He's just being polite and not ignoring you, so he won't ghost you in the first place. A lot of modern women lack the maturity to understand that men have the right to not like them back. to understand that to find people for a relationship is a game that she has to learn to play too. But they act like kids, that if they win they're happy, but if they lose they have these tantrums, saying that nothing's their fault and they're victims of everything.
If you yell and swear and disrespect a man, don't think you're a strong woman, you're actually the weakest of them all. Because a man could always be stronger than you, right? But he chooses to validate your feelings and stay quiet. But the same man will eventually get sick of your attitude, find another woman, and leave you. Why? Because a man could only tolerate so much. And a man that is staying quiet is not because he's weak. It is a form of not trying to embarrass you or hurt your feelings. So learn how to speak with people. Because nobody, man or woman, could handle disrespect over time.
That hit the spot. I think the problem with Ray is like the guys on Ray. The guys on there are just not the kind of guys that you want to take home to your parents. They're the kind of guys that care about their Instagram following and the kind of guys that can like get into a club. And you don't want True. Those kinds of guys. So I think you should go on Hinge.
Why?
I just think that that's more of like a person who's actually looking for something and not looking for cloudy things.
Changing dating apps won't change a thing about the problems that they are having, lady. There are still people out there that really think that one dating app is different from the other in terms of men's quality. In my experience, most women today really don't know about the 80-20% rule. They strongly believe that the majority of men and the majority of women are dating each other. Oh, the delusion.
Alright ladies, let's talk about why men do not court anymore. Let's go. The reality is that modern feminism in a lot of ways had us as women take a gamble and we lost. We took the bait that being sexually promiscuous and having no standards and no self-respect was cool and in. We decided that we would give men access to our bodies and our time and our energy without them having to put in any effort. We have allowed men to do the bare minimum for so long, and we still give them benefits that they don't deserve. And so now men are following suit, and we are confused as to why this is happening. It's okay to want a man to lead and support you, but you have to understand that we collectively as women set the tone. So if the tone of the dating market is that all women are easy now and that men can pretty much get whatever they want and do whatever they want and still get access to us, then that's what the majority of men are going to do. There are plenty of men who are good men, men who love women and respect women and honor women. But even those men, if they are single and there are women out there that are throwing it at them, they're gonna catch it. So just ask yourself, what kind of woman are you? And are you contributing to the problem? Are you the kind of woman who is allowing men to be low vibrational and contributing to this idea that all women have low standards and that men can do the bare minimum and get away with it? Or are you a woman who's leading by example and challenging other women around you to do the same by operating from a place of self-dignity, self-respect, values, standards, strong boundaries, a woman who knows her worth? Before we start whining and complaining about what they aren't doing, let's take a look at what it is that we are doing.
Some modern women get almost everything right, but they always get one thing wrong, or at least they refuse to see it. They don't accept that they date the same small group of men. This last woman said everything right in my opinion, but only if you consider the dating market between 8% of women and 20% of men. She's right. Chads have so many options that they really have to do only the bare minimum to get them. But it's obvious that it's not all men. Most of men are invisible. Women consider themselves too special to date them until they get old and need a retirement plan.